This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Have you lost a loved one to COVID-19? We've been asking Americans about this as we mark the one-year anniversary of the coronavirus being declared a pandemic. About 1 in 5 Americans say they have lost a relative or close friend to the coronavirus. Tonight, President Biden will address the nation. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani on the new president's first primetime address.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says it'll partly be about looking back.
The sacrifices that have been made, the lives that have been lost.
But the president also wants to look forward.
I'm going to launch the next phase of the COVID response and explain what we will do as a government and what we'll ask of the American people.
He's been adamant that Americans continue wearing masks, though federal health officials say it is now okay for fully vaccinated Americans to take off masks around each other or those at low risk. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president says on Friday he'll sign the COVID-19 relief bill into law. Most Americans will soon start seeing up to $1,400 in direct payments from that bill. Democrats say this is a historic bill. Republicans agree, but not for the same reasons. Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy.
At $1.9 trillion in new spending, the so-called American Rescue Plan is the most expensive single bill in American history.
Republicans say it funds liberal causes that have nothing to do with the pandemic. Britain's Prince William says the royals are not racists. He is defending Britain's royal family against accusations of racism made by his brother, Prince Harry, and Harry's wife, Meghan. This morning, William said, "We're very much not a racist family." This is AP News. A new accusation against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. The AP's Mike Gracia reports he's denying it, saying he never did anything like it.
A new allegation, the most serious yet, has been made against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. The Times Union of Albany reports Cuomo groped a female aide in the governor's residence. According to the report, the woman, who was not identified, was alone with Cuomo when he closed the door, reached under her shirt, and fondled her. The report is based on an unidentified source with direct knowledge of the woman's accusation. 5 other women have come forward with harassment allegations against Cuomo. The 3-term governor has denied any inappropriate touching, but said he's sorry if he made anyone uncomfortable. I'm Mike Gracia.
Jobless claims in this country have fallen to 712,000, though layoffs remain high, with the virus still squeezing some employers. Those jobless numbers just out this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.